and have a look at it, and you determine whether you think it should be 5%, or maybe it should be the same 4% that the public service received, or maybe it should be a lesser amount, or maybe it should be deferred to a later time. Maybe we should not get it at all. But I think that would have been a better process, and it wouldn't have put us in a conflict. Because I feel like I'm in a conflict of interest right now, to be honest with you, even talking about it. I feel that we're all kind of in a conflict discussing our own benefits and salaries. It's a very uncomfortable conversation, like the member from Conception Bay South says. I agree. But it's here before us on the floor, so we really have no choice but discuss it. But, you know, again, Mr. Speaker, I kind of concur with the idea that it should go to the new MCRC to determine. Really, this is not necessarily the appropriate place. But with that said, it's here, as I said. I'm satisfied with what I'm getting. I signed up for the current salary. I didn't even know about this increase. And I know, like I say, I voted against the judges getting their increase. And I'm not going to be hypocritical and vote for, against this motion when I voted against the judges getting theirs. So with that said, Mr. Speaker, I'll conclude my remarks. Thank you.
The Honourable, the member for St. John's Centre.
Just to be clear from the start, I will support this. And I have some sympathy, certainly, towards what the member for Conception Bay South is saying. But I will argue this, that in many ways, there are benefits, and I look at the pension for the MHAs, far superior, far better than most other public servants or anyone else in the private sector. I think we do get well compensated, and I think there needs to be, look at the independent process, but I'll go one step further than the MCRC that's been referred to here. Because public sector unions and most other unions negotiate. And I can tell you that's a whole different, if you had offered to me as a leader of the NLTA, hey, we're going to set up an independent commission, totally, and they're going to look at all the facts, no problem. But in negotiations, guess what? It's the government that has all the power, as much as they might claim otherwise, because they have legislative authority behind them. With regards to that, so when it comes to it, if you, or better yet, maybe when it comes to the pension, maybe it should be like anyone else. It takes 30 years, 35 years more before people can access their pension. If indeed they do retire after 10 years, it's deferred.
The Honourable, the member for Lake Millville.
Thank you.
Very puzzled why this bill is here. I don't understand where it's coming from, why this situation. If an independent process and body has determined that there is in fact a percentage increase that should be allocated for all the good reasons that the lead speaker here from Conception Bay South indicated, then I'm not sure what the rationale is for pulling back on that. I constantly hear when there is an announcement of any kind in any district, and the critics and the criticisms will come out, oh yeah, but what about this situation, or what about them, and so on. Well, you know what, there are a whole bunch of needs in this province, and this province is facing challenges like we've never seen before.
The Honourable, the member for Humber Bay of Islands.
When we vote today not to do this, we should vote to disband the committee. Why have the committee? Like, can you look at the situation? And I'll give you a good example. If the government sets up appoints a commission to bring in a report, next time the commission brings in a report, let's take and throw it out through the window. That's exactly what's happening here now. Why are we using this committee? Why are we using this committee to bring in a report? And we're saying, we're just going to go against your committee. This here is just ban the committee. Just throw the committee out through the window.